The post-initial radio obituary is for Clydie Mae King. You know, Clydie King. She was the American singer best known for her session work as a backing vocalist and also recorded solo under her own name as well as under the name of Brown Sugar in the 70s. Under the name Brown Sugar, she had a single, Loneliness Will Bring Us Together Again, that charted in the Billboard R&B charts in 1973. But she began recording back in 1956 as Little Clydie in the Teens. She was also a member of Ray Charles's Raylettes and sang, she sang back up on a few 1960s recordings by Phil Spector. Clydie King just passed away at 75. In theory, she was backup singer on that last track, too. The sometimes not so rare, radio obituary overlap. Didn't really hear it on that recording, but she's got a credit on it, so there you go. There you go. But now, all the rest of it's pretty clear as we begin the post-initial radio obituary for Clydie King right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It was written on the wall that you were meant for me. It was written on the wall that a love like ours would be. It was written on the wall that I love you so, and I'll never, 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 ever let you go. Written on the wall that you were meant for me. It was written on the wall that you were mine alone. It was written on the wall that you would never be wrong. On the wall that you were meant for me. I love you all the time and I hope you love me too. Please say that you'll be mine and I'll forever be written on the wall that you were meant for me. It was written on the wall that a love like ours could be. It was written on the wall that I love you so. Written on the wall that you were meant for me. I love you all the time and I hope you love me too. Please say that you'll be mine and I'll forever be true. Oh, written on the wall that you were meant for me. It was written on the wall that a lover like ours could be. It was written on the wall that so I'll never, 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 ever let you go. Written on the wall that you were meant for me. It was written on the wall that you were meant for me.
Without a warning, all I do is scream your name, yeah. Hey. than Eugene Harlow. The sultry lips and long, long hair. They say she came from Hades, or was it the Euphrates that brought my lady here? Yeah. Ooh, ooh, wee, baby. Ooh, ooh, wee, baby. Friends don't understand me. They say you underhand me. Who, what you done to me?
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the midst of the radio obituaries, of which I've even kind of lost track of where I'm at and where I'm going. What? It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary. That's what it is. The pre and penultimate radio obituary for Ray Sawyer, the American singer and vocalist with the 1970s rock band Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. He was primarily a backing vocalist and occasional percussionist on the congas or the maracas, but he did sing lead on their hit song, The Cover of the Rolling Stone. Ray Sawyer just passed away at 81. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Feel my take, a pain does almost sweet. gonna leave. I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Well, sometimes I wonder what makes you so dance. The way you treat me, baby, don't make no sense. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time. Gonna have myself a natural ball. Well, now every time I see you, I turn on the rain. It's just about enough to drive a man insane. You know I love you, baby, till the day that I die. Just stand and watch me, maybe you can see me cry. When I leave, I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time, gonna have myself a natural ball. I see you, I turn on the rain. It's just about enough to drive a man insane. You know I love you, baby, till the day that I die. Just stand and watch me, maybe you can see me cry. When I leave, I'm gonna get away from it all. I'm gonna leave this time, gonna have myself a natural ball. Yeah, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave.
The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Guto Barros. No, it's not. Well, I guess it is now. He was the guitarist in the Rio de Janeiro bands Labo and Os Ronaldos. He just passed away at 61. I'm switching stuff around now since I just made that mistake. Watch me go. Watch me make changes. Okay. I think we've done it now. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Guto Barros right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Vocês ouviram um som que abalará toda uma geração. Um som que marcará toda uma época. Vocês verão um blitz do melhor papel de sua carreira. Blitz amando, sofrendo, chorando e tocando como jamais alguém ousou tocar em toda a história do seu rádio, vitrola ou gravador.
Cansei de ficar pagando pra respirar. A conta da luz, a conta do gás.
Quando a chuva passar, é a hora de viajar.
Como o brilho do sol. Como o brilho do sol. Como o brilho do sol.
Todo dia, toda noite, penso em você. Todo dia, toda noite, penso em você, pensando em mim.
the penultimate radio obituary, now that I've got my stuff back in order here. Can't believe you all put up with me like this. The penultimate radio obituary is for Alvin Fielder. He was an American jazz drummer, founder of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, the Black Arts Music Society, and a founding faculty member of the Louis Satchmo Armstrong Summer Jazz Camp. I like that. He was heavily influenced by Max Roach, started playing at age 12. Let's see here. See, I'm not ready now. Can you imagine how not ready I would have been before? All right. Alvin Fielder just passed away at 83. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
And tonight's ultimate radio obituary. I can't believe I'm saying that this early. And after making rules that I'm going to break here. Actually, no, I'm not going to break it. I have made a guideline for the radio obituaries for myself, and hopefully the subs will follow it too. Not that they have to, but it'd be nice that we keep all the obits around 15 minutes at the max. And the reason for that is because if they're good, then I can play them in the retrospective. If they're too long, I can't use them. So there is some logic to this. Plus, you know, it's good to distill. Distillation can be very useful. But here I am, about to just go over a little on that guideline. So that was a lot of information to give you without telling you that we're ready to begin the ultimate radio obituary for Norman Gimbel. This was a good one. It was really hard to take down to what I did. And I'm not sure I made the right choices. So, luckily I have a staff, a never-embiggening staff, to help me make these decisions. The ultimate radio obituary is for Norman Gimbel, the American lyricist. He wrote for popular songs, television, movie themes. His career was all over the place, but it started, I think it was around 1953, with a novelty song recorded by Teresa Brewer called Ricochet. And it was from a 1954 Judy Canova film at that, Ricochet Romance. So, you know, you've lassoed me in immediately with this obit. Other novelty hits like A Whale of a Tale, sung by Kirk Douglas in the 1954 production 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Very well known for the Dean Martin recording of his song Sway. And also the writer of Canadian Sunset. How many freaking versions of that do we have? Well, it's a lot, but we're not using any of them tonight. Go figure. He did some writing for Broadway. He wrote the lyrics, the English lyrics for The Girl from Ipanema. Went on to work in television, where he also, and at around about that time, he wrote Killing Me Softly with his song. He wrote lyrics for TV series, including The Bugaloos, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Wonder Woman. Come on. Come on. Isn't that enough? Norman Gimbel just passed away at 91. You don't even know where to go with an obit like this one. So we just went and did what we do. And just start with some Skeeter Davis content right here as part of the ultimate radio obituary for Norman Gimbel at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean like me to love.
I'm a he-man looking for a she-girl. 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 A girl who's
guys.
I'm a he-man looking for a she-girl. I'm a he-man looking for a she-girl. I'm a he-man looking for a she-girl. A girl who's feminine. A girl who's feminine.
Best of all the girls, you have a kiss with a punch.
to match your eyes and pretty curls. You have a kiss with a punch. And when you walk with a click. Whatever it is, you turn the trick. I like you best of all the girls. You have a kiss with a punch. I like to listen to you talk. You have a line with a sock. To hear it anywhere I'd walk. You have a line with a sock. And when you laugh, you lower the boom. You rattle the glass and rock the room. I like to hear you when you talk. You have a line with a sock.
Stay, don't go away. You got a punch, oh what a punch. It's a lovely day. What do you say, what about lunch?
I like to watch you when you think. You have a lot of that zip. You make your mind up in a wink. You have a lot of that zip.
When it comes to keeping cool, I'm a pop. I'm falling and you can hear the pop. It's love, I have a hunch. And you did it all with a punch. Stay, don't go away. You got a punch, oh what a punch. It's a lovely day. What do you say, what about lunch?
I like to watch you when you think. You have a lot of that zip. You make your mind up in a wink. You have a lot of that zip. When it comes to keeping cool, I'm a flop. I'm falling and you can hear the plop. It's love, I have a hunch. You did it all with a punch.
Tell me that you're coming out to tonight. That you're meeting me to tonight. tonight. That chit-chit kissing me tonight, baby. You're coming out to tonight, baby. Ain't you, you coming out to tonight, sweetie? Ain't you, you meeting me to tonight, sugar? Ain't you, you kissing me to tonight, baby?
Wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Norman Gimbel right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Also, just about wraps up tonight's program. One final tune to go out on. And then we're going to hand you over to James for the Life Appreciation Hour. He's going to do it too. I'm sure of it. I have no doubt. Like I said, one final tune to go out on to wrap up this radio obituary. I will not be here next week, but Pete from It Was In You All Along, he'll be here taking care of things. He is ready to get back in the Saturday night seat with you and to yuck it up with you over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I know how you all enjoy it over there. He likes having you there, too. So be sure to be here and give him your full attention next week. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, we're going to wrap up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Norman Gimbel right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.